Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father,
brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving.
Love for you.
Know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
no
at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fits. We won't be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world,
this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all this.
In this white man's world,
it's all, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, our mission. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, bitch. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, blocked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive their mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls, silent inside the cage where they captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls born black in this white man's world. And on the other one. Ain't no cheese.
Call. I saw people get angry righteous cause.
I mean, and we were in the Smyrna City Hall. And just, you can feel the prejudice in the room. I mean, and they knew what each and every person that was in support of Brother Nicholas and his family, they knew each and every one of us were there for. Yet, they act like it was no big deal. They act like, you know, we'll get to it. And the thing is, they had an agenda that they had written down. And addressing this young brother's death, not to mention the officer getting a promotion for murdering this young brother, said he felt threatened, but he's from behind the car shoot. I mean, I was at a point where it's like, I'm fed up. You know, you should be fed up no matter what city you are in, because this stuff is going on statewide, worldwide. And when people bring up Barack Obama to me, I understand the sheep. But one thing I want you guys to research is the Blue Alert. And this is a bill, no matter if he is a puppet, because we have to stop saying, oh, they are puppets, they know not what they do. They know right from wrong. I don't want to hear this. You know, they are just these blameless people. We got to stop blaming the white man and stop blaming them for everything. Accountability is what we lack. Whether or not he's under pressure, he's still a man at the end of the day. He still should be proud of what he looks at when he washes his face every morning. So for him to sign in a Blue Alert and honor the officers that was allegedly killed in New York City in retaliation for Eric Garner. But to sign this Blue Alert and protect these very officers that brutalize us. At what point, if we have any new listeners that may have a presidential bias, at what point does this person have to, what does he have to do to show you that he's not down with you? He's not a brother. But just to see that, the way we were able to stand strong, you know, and to see us get in the middle of a crowd, because one thing that irritates me on social media is you have a lot of keyboard gangsters, you have a lot of keyboard revolutionaries, you have a lot of keyboard this and that. But at some point, you have to get in and involved. So, if you are on my page, make friends with this sister, Felicia Thomas. Incredible sister. Incredibly strong husband. Incredible strong family. And I always show love to them and the Joseph family, Andrew Joseph family, because along with Kendrick Johnson's family, and these were people that, you know, I have met just casually, you know, and met through prayer. Because we have to keep prayer in the center of this, because, I mean, if I could just paint the picture of those officers, they had the black ones and they had the white ones. And the thing I try to get to the crowd is, they stand in unity. They stand in unity. They got different nationality cops. And the thing was, I saw the black cops. One officer, he was so slimy, and they say the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I know this to be true. This, well, he's not even a brother, because they got to stop calling people brothers just because they got melanated skin. This person, this officer, he couldn't even look nobody in the eye. Not one person. And they had another black officer. He would look you in the eye, but he was like, hey, this is my job. And that's what irritates me, too, that I understand that everybody has family. Everybody. I have a family, too. You think my family loves me less because I chose this route? But everybody seems to have concerns and say, well, I got a job. You know, I got to take care of my kids. Well, what about Sister Felicia Thomas? You know, she raised her son, wasn't doing anything wrong. wasn't doing anything wrong. A trigger had the cop that decided to take his life. Her life was inconvenienced forever. His sister's life will never be the same. That brother, you know, their father, that brother's life will never be the same. You know, so we're always talking about, I got a job. You know, well, I got a family. But what if it was you? That's why I decided to get involved and make a difference. What if it was you? What if it was your nephew? What if it was your uncle? What if it was your aunt? What if it was your niece? Eric Garner did nothing but break up a fight and stand on the corner. And they choked the life out of his brother. He got away with it. And the fact that I haven't watched the Kendrick Lamar perform, and please, let's not make this, because last week, I spoke about Beyonce, and it took a form about Beyonce. This is not about these people. I'm just using these to make a example. Let's not make it about these artists. Let's not make it about Kendrick Lamar. Let's not make it about Beyonce. These people got their lives. But I haven't looked at that brother's performance. But my thing is, I'm not hating on these people, but how effective can you be in your cause? And I appreciate you using your platform to speak. But brother, Sister Beyonce, gotta understand that this is an everyday battle. You can't speak on their terms. You can't speak when it's convenient or when it's the big award. Now that's the mass. That's when you can speak to the masses. But every day you have to speak to the people. Whether you're just talking to your family members, you know, whether you're just talking in the streets to the people. And I got me a bullhorn too, y'all. Shout out to Dreamy Pisces. Got me a bullhorn. Made your voice even louder. You know, and you know, for us to get caught up in these celebrities and say, okay, well, they are making a way. Do we not realize that we have to starve this beast? Starve this beast. You can't continue to promote Pepsi. You can't continue to promote Louis Vuitton. You can't continue to promote Michael Jordan. I saw a while back Kendrick Lamar met the president and was very excited about meeting the president. So I could be wrong. Isn't that a contradiction? And don't they kind of clash with the system? The system that you speak on? Now, if I got to meet Barack Obama, I sure wouldn't be all smiles and Hallmark cards. Because that brother, that person knows the role that he's playing in the destruction of the people, but more so the black people also. So I'm not here to talk about no celebrity. But we must stop thinking these celebrities are our voices. And you, each and every person that's listening, you be the voice. To the hell with Kendrick Lamar. Thank you for the gesture. But as long as you continue to be a puppet, as long as you continue to get those $1 million checks, and please don't think I'm hating on nobody's money. But as long as they pay you, they control you. As long as you put out that stuff and make videos and make them money, you got to stop them. The only way we can kill this beast is to kill what it worships, money. I see a lot of people talking. They'd be buying, you know, Michael Jordan. I see a lot of people talking. Just be, you know, sisters with the blonde hair. I see a lot of people talking, but we have to deny these corporations. Michael Jordan can give a damn about us. We have to deny these corporations. Bit by bit, dollar by dollar. So how we do it? One at a time. But I was proud of what I saw at that rally. Justice for Nicholas Thomas. If you don't know this story, please Google it. Please research it. Because it don't matter if we're in Atlanta, we're in D.C., we're in Pittsburgh, wherever you are, it's happening all over the world. And so Eric Garner going to happen tomorrow somewhere. We ought to be tired of being complacent. And okay, well, that don't involve me. That ain't my business. Why they continue to brutalize us like this? So I just wanted to share my experience on what I felt. what I experience. I love that family. This is what I love to do. I get up happy every morning. It's not about a paycheck for me. What's your purpose? I always ask on this show, what is your purpose? We could talk about a lot of stuff. We could drop bombs on the Federal Reserve, but talking about that is nothing until we start to build up ourselves, until we get the courage to want to swing and fight back at these devils, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually. We got to fight back. It could be any one of us any day. Also, Operation Warm the People was a success. Shout out to my fam. I love you. I love my fam that came through. Love my cousins. I love my people that came through and support. I love them. I especially love my cousin who always ride with me. He may be listening. I hope so. But definitely I appreciate you, cuz. You are loved. I appreciate you 100%. What I love about my homeless people, they will entertain you when nobody else will. And it was beautiful. Now, what I saw with Operation Warn the People, shout out to my boy G over there at Made Solid Entertainment. Shout out to my boy. Because, you know, we came together, two different groups. No beef on this and that. But that brother came through with donations of clothes. You know, that brother, he went out and hunted up donations of this. I went out, I hunted up donations of that to make it happen for the people. To make it happen for the people. You know, and that's what it's about. It's about coming together. It's about making a way. But what I really loved about my people, there was one brother could take it to any rapper in the industry. I'm willing to bet that. He could take it to any rapper in the industry. And you can tell when a person is passionate about something because they do it all day. They'll do it free. Also, we had our very own Kevin Hart out there. This brother was hysterical. This brother had the entire lot cracking up. Anybody that was around him got to laugh, felt laughter. It's not always about pitying them and their this and that because, like I was, I told my brother G, I said, can you imagine the talent that's out there? You know, and these people were, and every day we walk past homeless folks. And first of all, there's a difference between a homeless person and a bum. A homeless person is grateful. Somebody that just fell down on their luck. You know, and just can't get a break. You know, some things happen and life took a downward spiral. A bum tells you what he want to eat and what he don't want to eat. A bum demands, you know, I don't want no food, I want money. You know, so there's a difference. A bum really tries to get over. But I really enjoy being out there with those people. And I'm asking, you know, each time that, and that's why I always show where each and every dollar go. Whenever you guys donate, You see where your money going. Not going to me. And I'm asking each person, because I have another one coming up, donate something to the people. Whether you just donate $2, you'd be surprised what you can do with $2. You know, so we have to pull out, like you know, when Jada Pinkett came back and said we got to pull our resources and gave her a little halfway speech, you know, that got the world buzzing. You know, but we have the power to do what these celebrities are pretending to care about other doing. Feed your people in your community. Well, no matter what state you're in, no matter what side of town you are on, we have the power as individuals to make a change. So I definitely enjoy kicking it with my fam, kicking it with those beautiful people, the prayers that I spoke out there. You got to be able to take prayer everywhere, y'all. But I just wanted to spell a note and let you know what I witnessed. You know, To the topic. Know thyself. What you mean, national folks? Know thyself. I said in the promo, you know, a lot of us got book knowledge, street knowledge, you know, but do we have self-knowledge? What are some things you noticed about yourself? Because it's something specific why I'm having you to talk about yourself. Because if we can't, if we don't realize self-awareness, we can't grow. We got to realize self-awareness, y'all. We have to realize that we've been doing something for 15, 20 years. Give it up. We have to realize that we have to change. You know, it's much more than just going to church. You know, and this is why I kind of get irritated with the religious community. Because you have placed everything on white Jesus. And I put it out, and that's the way I speak. You placed everything on white Jesus, and he died for your sins, and by the stripes you're healed. If that's what you believe, that is your belief. But at the end of the day, it is on you. Because we have to elevate each and every show. And I see my brother, Eddie Belafonte, as he grows in the show. I see my brother, Kazumba, as he grows on the show. I see plenty of my people in their growth, and they tell me about my growth. Know thyself. What is something about you that you have to change? And I pretty much have a reoccurring audience. Could we, like, give updates on how our growth and our changes are coming along? Then what you guys feel about that? You know, what is something that you realize? I've been doing this for too long. You know, I've been lying. I've been self-indulged for too long. I've been angry for too long because we have to let these things go. We got to elevate, brothers and sisters. And this is what I gave to a lot of my loved ones. I said, and I had to do the same thing. Write a list. Each and every person that has hurt you, that has wronged you, no matter who it is, has made you feel inferior, write a list. Excuse me. And with each and every one of these people, you go down that list and address them accordingly. And it's not for them. It's not to go back and forth. It's not to anger anybody, but it's for you. Because we have to get to a point where we have to understand, I don't care what denomination you are, you still have to have a spiritual back. Why do I say that? Because these devils behind these badges, they have a spiritual back. These Klansmen who've been running around for years, and if you're in the ATL area, I don't know if it's on, I'm not in another state, but PBS is airing a special on the Black Panther tonight on PBS. I would suggest you strongly watch that. But something we don't think about, how are the Klan able to continue to go on? When the last time we ever heard of a Klan headquarter being shot up and destroyed? See, evil protects evil. And we're so busy battling over denominations and, you know, you don't do this and you don't do that, till we can't get it together. But evil protects evil. Why can't we protect each other? Know thyself. Something I had to realize that I had to come to terms with. I get irritated. I get, and I'm working and it has improved, but I get irritated there. You know, I'm very patient. I'm a very patient man. But when I feel something is silly, it kind of annoys me. You know, what I know about myself is I'm strongly opinionated, and sometimes people hate my opinion. Sometimes I insert my opinion when it's not needed. You know, so, also what I know about myself is I have to become stronger and stronger with my message. I have to take my message everywhere. You know, and I'm thankful for that bullhorn because I am going to put it to good use. But know thyself. What are some things you need to change? Some things I need to change is kind of like my insecurities and my outlook on people that will screw me over. But that goes along with my list and taking out these people on the list. And I would love to hear updates on how you are doing. Do these exercises, people. It was just like when me and the Dreaming Pisces brought that I love you because we gave you guys that to help the relationships. I love you because you're strong. I love you because you're beautiful. I love you because you love me. Do these things with your mate and you'll be surprised. Analyze yourself. Say, I have a problem with. So I'm going to open up the line. And like I said, this is a honest show. We are becoming like a tight-knit family. We don't have to be ashamed or be afraid of anything. Speak what you feel.
Hey, good evening, national spokesman.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Doing good. Okay, shout out to the Black Panthers for Justice, Miss Pisces, Eddie Belafonte, Anonymous, Optimistic, and the new callers, and those who have been around, you know, for a while. Okay, the one thing that I need to work on still, and, you know, because I almost, you know, caught myself, you know, trying to, you know, go back to it, is, you know, the status quo. The status quo, like, you know, just accepting things the way they are when I should not be accepting it, because, like, I'm going to give you a prime example. Okay, the politics. Now, okay, looking at the politics and looking at the laws, and now in my mindset, you know, I was thinking that, okay, you know, it's the law, it's in the books, why question it? There's no point of arguing. But when you come to realize, you know, this is the beast behind these laws and behind these politicians, who are being used by the beast, of course, you know, to say, okay, we're going to plant these laws against, you know, people in general, so that the more we put these laws out and the more we make sure that nobody tries to challenge them, then, okay, we're still going to be good. And so, yeah, they come to a point and say, uh-uh. And also,
you there, bro?
It's the way things are, because the more I accept, you know, the way things are, yeah, it's deadly, because it can, you know, spiritually kill me, or in a physical matter, because right now, in general, nobody has a problem of, you know, hitting you spiritually, or on a physical standpoint at the same time. So it's just I'm trying to get that it's a TV. And even me and people, you know, I'm not going to look at them the same way, because by doing my research and actually, you know, asking questions, you know, here and there, then I can say, okay, now I get the whole truth. And I can take that information, you know, study, and then go for myself, get books, read, and then, okay, I won't be tricked, because that's what the devil wants. You know, for anybody, you know, to be tricked. And So right now, I'm working on that, and now I've gotten better anyway. For the past couple of years, I've gotten better. So now I'm still, you know, working on it and making sure that I get my information together, whether it's this show, people on the streets, anywhere that knows what's really going on, I can get it from. So That's what it is. It's the status quo, and it's real.
All right.
That's about it.
I appreciate you as always, man.
Oh, and before you go, one other thing. You had mentioned in the past show about the water crisis in Flint. definitely going forward on the show, do a show, do a topic on what's really going on with, you know, the water that we drink, even the foods. Because yeah, we talk about the water crisis. Yeah, they're deliberately poisoning the foods and the water. So you definitely need to, you know, do a topic on that one because it's very important for people to know.
Okay. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. You're welcome, man.
Shout out to the guy. Kazuma. As he said, do a show on water and the food pollution. And that's also why I always ask people to read the Global 2000 report. Global 2000. And we'll find out, you know, just their plot of purposely contaminating food, meat. You know, also, you might want to check out fluoride in the water. You know, and it's actually used to decalcify your pineal gland and basically dumb you down. You know, and these were tactics that, and you know, they have been back and forth. Well, no, the Hitler didn't use these tactics, but there are some good, solid info, and I will do a show on that. But the Nazi regime using fluoride, you know, to take over. And this is how they've done many things, because if we think about it, what causes cancer? What causes a lot of these illnesses? Where did the Zika virus originate from? Shout out to Bill Gates for his role he plays in it, and the World Health Organization, and his and his wife for their large donation. You know, but we'll get into that. This is about knowing self on this show. But there are a lot of things that we have to cover. So this is why I truly want to see my people get stronger mentally. Tell me what your prayer life go like. Tell me what your everyday of how you're changing your language. Because to be truly reformed, and shout out to my brother, and I may need his help, on the vegan and eating better and the whole vegetarian. You know, we need to do shows about health. You know, if we have anybody that understands survival techniques, this is a show for the people. Not just me. I don't know everything. I know a lot, but I don't know everything. So if we have anybody with survival techniques or survival tips or tactics, let's do a show. Let's team up. You know, we are discussing if the earth is round or if it's flat. But they are destroying it, no matter if it's triangle. So we have to definitely team up and come up with a lot of stuff to really help the people. But what I want you to do is, I always say, do one thing different tomorrow or today, because tonight is not over with, that you didn't do yesterday. Because we don't understand how important it is to break these chains, to break the mental chains, to break the spiritual chains, to break the somehow physical chains. You know, so it's important to keep doing shows like this of self-awareness, self-knowledge, self-worth. Because if we truly know our worth, brothers, we wouldn't sleep with every woman we come across, because we all know. It don't make you a man. You know, your penis isn't your manhood. Ladies, do something other than lay on your back. You know, the artists had the women run around, trap queens, and what happened to the real queen? You know, so it's how the people's minds have even changed to even think of how they think of themselves. Know thyself. What do you know about yourself? No matter what age you are, what do you know about yourself at this present time? Call it's you on the line.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody on the phone call. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Panther Party. Shout out to Steve Grant. Shout out to Diesel Automatic. Shout out to PTP, Power Through People. Check out PTPishead.com. He got some new music out. What else I want to say? Oh, man, there was always something on my mind, man. My mind is like a machine, just always in operation. But the whole topic, knowledge of self, you know, that could be a number of things to anybody. It's always good to be book smart, you know, to be intelligent and educated, you know how to read and write and what have you, know how to speak. Those are always important attributes to have. But, you know, like you said, I don't want to get on the whole celebrity topic. I ain't going to get on that. I want to get on the topic of what the subject matter is. And, you know, that's an interesting topic, knowledge itself. Like, you know, I've been on this, you know, activism tip for a few years now, several years. And, you know, one thing I learned about myself is, you know, how to have compassion, you know, how to have empathy for others. You know what I mean? So, sort of like, you know, it's a gradual process that you go through. And one thing I think that's very important is that we stay open-minded to ideas and information. Be open-minded, you know, be able to question yourself, be able to question everything you've been taught to believe from childhood, you know. But yeah, that's like, you know, knowledge itself could be, you know, I'll give you an example. I was talking to a homegirl last night from high school on the phone, and her son passed away. He was about 2 or 3 years old, and he passed away due to health complications or whatever. And, you know, that almost cost her marriage, because when her son died, it created some conflict between her and her husband's family. So the husband's family was making blames on her, saying that it was her fault that the baby died. And, you know, it made it even worse, because you lose your baby like that, I can't even imagine somebody losing their kid. So I put myself in her shoes, and I was just listening to her to all the hardship that she went through, and I started crying. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I broke down in tears, because feeling that emotion, feeling that, when you feel that person's, you know, if you feel that person's pain, you could, that's where the empathy is. You got to have empathy. And that's the first thing. Party can't have no revolution if you don't have empathy for people. For real. Like, that's part of self-knowledge. You know, having that third eye open, cultivate that third eye. Like you said, fluoride and all these things, we get our third eye blurry, you know, and we quick to speak and slow to listen. Mm-hmm. Not just listen to words, but listen to silence too. Turn the TV off. Stop worrying about these silly celebrities and whatnot. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, most people live in paycheck to paycheck. They got to either put food on the table, send their kids to school, buy clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really do. I know what's real on this side of the fence, but over there in Hollywood, Hollyweird, that's a whole different ballgame. That's what that's one thing about self-knowledge, being able to say that, you know, I feel for this person, or I feel their struggle. I don't care what color you are, what's your sexual preference, whatever. You got kids, we all human. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to be able to be there for each other and be able to share each other's experiences and whatnot. Because that's some adversity.
You know, and that's the thing that we kind of like, lose sight of, you know, like you said, to put yourself in another person's shoes, you know, and that's kind of like what I push and why I said, you know, this is why I chose to get involved, because at any time, that could be me and Eric going to shoot. That could be any one of my family members. And then we don't understand the severity until it hits home or until it it affects us. And then, you know, it's so much more important. But if we can't understand self-knowledge and where we are as a people, and that it's important that we grow, and it's important that we shed skins of yesterday, we shed skins of last year, we shed skins of 10 years ago, because I can't count how many people that I talked to, you know, and as I've been doing a lot of shows, and I would talk to my people and tell them, you know, issues that I've had from years and years and years, all that stuff builds up and it stops stuff. And on top of it, like we speak on fluoride, and we're going to do a show strictly on these things.
Yeah.
You know, so on top of that, plus personal issues, this is why we are walking around and we are this and we are that. So that's why, you know, it's not to hate on the celebrities, but it's to say there are bigger things going on. Shout out to them for doing whatever, saying whatever, but it's up to us at the end of the day.
Yeah, for real. Like, we got to pay rent at the end of the month. These people got yachts and private jets or whatever. So, but, you know, like I said, self-knowledge, you know, like you said on another show, that, you know, there's this preconceived idea that men shouldn't cry, or that's gay.
Yeah.
Or this, you know what I mean? Like, because I work with kids, too, so I'm not afraid to put on a little pink scarf and be playing with the kids or whatever, because that's being me being a person. Like, that's not gay. So I think you got to have compassion in your heart, too. Don't matter if, you know, I cry. I'm a human. You know, I'm not afraid to say it.
And, you know, that's the thing, as I was speaking with another person, and I said, you know, this world has dehumanized us. And this is the thing that they use through entertainers, through they use through all of these, you know, macho images that, oh, you're a punk if you cry. And we are teaching our kids that man up, and they are no more than 5 years old. Man up, you know. And one thing, I speak to the people and say, stop cursing your kids. Stop cursing them,
absolutely.
But definitely with the nigga. Stop calling your, you know, before our young sons are of age. Oh, shut up, man, little nigga.
That's terrible.
And we don't know
what
we are planting in those kids by saying these things.
It's true. Yeah, you put an S in front of words, they become swords. Because words are sharp,
you know?
Especially to a child 5 years old. Then I see people all the time cussing at their kids like they're grown, calling them names, like you degrading them, degrading, dissing them, and then you're doing it in front of other people. You're breaking that child's spirit.
Breaking their spirit.
That's
so
not right.
So you yourself, what are some things that you see that you may need to work on, or things that you say, I have overcome, or I may need to work on this to get to the next level of myself?
Oh, yeah. Every day is always an improvement. It's always room for self-improvement. I mean, you know, I'm struggling financially, you know. I went through eviction before. I've been evicted, you know, been homeless for a few weeks. You know, I've been through some things too, bro. Been through a breakup, you know, lost my lady before. You know, that was tough. But there's always room for improvement, you know. Some, you know, like I said, I became vegan. So that's one change in my lifestyle that I made by going on a plant-based diet. But yeah, like, you know, it's always room for improvement. We just got to think about, you know, pinpoint what our weaknesses are, be honest with ourselves.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, my bro.
No doubt. Hey, Ontario, peace, love, everybody on the phone line, you know. And, real quick, check out this dude named Sully Breaks on YouTube. Sully Breaks, he's a spoken word artist from England.
Okay.
Dude got some good stuff. Yeah, some good inspirational spoken word.
Sully Breaks?
Sully Breaks, S-U-L-I, Breaks, like brakes on a car.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Peace.
Appreciate that, my guy. Peace. Check out the brother Sully Breaks, and that's what we do. If it's for the mind and it's for the enrichment of the mind, push it. But definitely like that brother said, you know, whoever came up with that silly notion, man, there's a big difference between crying if you legitimately hurt and just cry, whine. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about when you are genuinely bothered about something, it's okay. And that's one of the things that irritate me about this matrix, about this system, that it dehumanizes you and say, it's not, you shouldn't love. Love is the sucker. You know, love gets you hurt. No, hate gets you hurt too. Anger gets you hurt too. So these are all things, and like I said, we're coming with a knowledge show. Just be patient with me, but we must learn self. You know, and one thing about self that we really have to understand is it takes time. Patience. Got to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient. You have to be understanding. You got to be open, you know, and that's also with people around you. So I'm just going to keep sliding. And let's see, where will I go? Okay, I know where I shall go. Sally Breaks, as he said. Okay. Darling, you are on the line.
What's going on, my brother?
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. How your day been so far?
Oh, man, it's awesome. What about you, bro?
I've been great. Out there cleaning the garage, you know, getting some things in order. One thing that I realized about myself is that I love life. At one point, I took life for granted because I didn't understand. You know, I didn't understand a lot about myself, about life within itself, and it took me going through a lot. It took me hurting a lot of people because I was hurt because of the things from my past. It took me going back and really getting to the nitty gritty of a lot of my situations, a lot about how I felt about a lot of things, and just, you know, really praying about it and getting confirmation and getting closure on things. But personally, you know, I feel that's what growth is about. And I feel, you know, I see the growth within myself, you know, from not wanting to drink anymore. Not because I would say I was an alcoholic or had a problem with it. Yes, I used to drink a lot. Well, my wife said I wasn't an alcoholic, so I wasn't an alcoholic. I just used to drink a lot. Alcoholics go to meetings. I can go to meetings. but certain things I felt like I didn't need and I was comfortable with letting go of, you know, like alcohol. And people feel like, you know, you can't have a good time unless you drink, or one or two drinks and you're fine. But they don't see, you know, why the true name of alcohol is called spirits. It's because...
Yeah.
It's like they feel like, you know, drugs open up different portals. You know, what do you think alcohol does? What are the chemicals in alcohol? You know, what do those chemicals do to your brain? The same thing that they put in gasoline, ethanol, that's the same chemical that's in alcohol. So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, like, if you can actually crank a car with the stuff that you drink, what is it doing to the inside of your body?
What is it doing to your inside?
I mean, and not only, you know, the alcohol itself, just the food we consume, you know, with them not telling us everything that's in the food, them not it's pretty much like we walk blindly into this world. You know, they don't tell us nothing about what's in the food. We have to learn everything on our own, and then the things that we do know, we have to have a spiritual discernment to see whether or not it's even the truth.
Absolutely.
Because they have so much control over, you know, what we intake, over the media, what we see and what we hear, to where you have to have some type of spiritual foundation in order to know what the real truth is.
And you know, Jay, that is one of the main points of why I push, you know, not only self-knowledge, but why I push, you know, spirituality, because that point that, you know, you made, that spiritual discernment. A lot of us are kind of blind, or we get blindsided because we can't really identify, we can't really pick up on that spiritual discernment and say, hey, maybe I shouldn't do that, or hey, maybe I shouldn't go there. And, you know, it always been like, I guess we'll think like, it's like an instinct. But as we get in the spiritual realm and we really begin to understand who we are, we are.
Hello.
Yo, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, your phone went out for a second.
Okay, my bad, brother. But yeah, I was just saying that's an excellent point on the spiritual discernment.
Well, I think in that same token, you know, what happens is in the conscious community, or people that, for black people, I say that, that discover, you know, that get to know themselves, they let go a lot of their spiritual foundation when they come to terms with, you know, oh, well, the race or skin color of Jesus, or the so-called, you know, image of what we portray as Jesus. You know, they lose a lot of their grip and morals. You know, they let go. They take the Bible as if, oh, let's throw the whole thing away. But I feel if you have a certain type of spiritual discernment and a purpose, a lot of people live life without a purpose. You know, they just go through life. And I feel that the Bible serves a purpose in this world because it's the main foundation when it comes to religion. So it has to be some truth in it in order for it to be such a big lie, as they put it.
Yeah.
At least that's my interpretation of it, because I read the Bible every day faithfully.
Okay.
I will admit that, but I'm at the same time, you know, I study the Bible. I just don't read it because I study it because I feel like it's a message in it, whether the message is, hey, to be aware of the slavery that they have put in front of you, hey, to be aware of, you know, the mockery that they have on black people. It's stuff like that you can study, that you can learn from when you read the Bible. That's the reason why I haven't put it down yet. Even though, you know, I am an African-American male, pro-black, I love my culture, I love my heritage, I love my family, but I also have a certain type of spiritual discernment where I understand that I can't let go, you know, of the studying that I do, of the history that I've gained, you know, throughout life.
And you know, that's also where I am also where I don't knock a lot of people. Now, I speak a lot of things, and you know me off of the show, and you know also how I feel about the Bible. But just because I believe this thing, I'm not a person that scraps the entire book, but I more so understand the truth. I understand the things that don't quite look right, and I understand the things that we should dig deeper into and not to take a lot of things literal. Because one thing, we take the Bible too literal, or we take it just as this is the undoubted truth. There's nothing wrong with the end. The strongest thing you said is you still continue to study. You know, you should read it for knowledge. You should read it for understanding. And when we get that understanding, the truth comes out.
Because I think what happens is when people say they lose their religion, they lose the things that come with their religion, such as the Bible, you know, such as the image of who they painted as this Jesus figure, you know, and I think that's losing that, understanding that the image it's not what it is one thing, but to, you know, lose the foundation of what something good can be. Because like I say, it is a lot of good in the Bible. I mean, a lot of people just throw it away and say, you know, they just going to get rid of it as a whole because it's all a lie. like you were saying, if you have a certain type of discernment, a certain type of interpretation, you'll see that a lot of the stories in the Bible are about life. A lot of them about, you know, what we go through with people, a lot of what we deal with in life. You know, a lot of true facts. It's about how do you handle situations in life. You know, how do you, what's your perseverance level like? How do you overcome situations? You know, what's your love level like? Like you say, how do you go about your daily life? How much do you pray? How often are you, know, what's your spiritual connection like? That's stuff that you learn from the Bible, and that's within the Bible.
I appreciate that, man. That's why I mess with you, man. That's why you my guy, man.
And I appreciate you, my brother. And I pray y'all have a blessed night.
Shout out to the brother today. I mean, and that's what I said. Each and every person brings their own feel and swagger to this show. And he gets a lot of the things that I talk about spiritually, because one thing is, you know, the word consciousness and conscious. Everybody's conscious. And it's only aware. It's only a state of awake. It's only a state of understanding what's going on around you. But that's just like, you know, a lot of things I understand that I know, I can't just blurt them out because I have a radio show. There's a certain manner that you must reveal these truths. There's a certain way, because what irritates me about other speakers is they don't care about shattering people's faith. You know, I've seen a lot of angry, conscious people. Well, get over it. Your religion is this and this, and your Jesus is white, and that's not the way to do it. It's not what we do. It's how we do things. So I know a lot of things that I have studied, you know, deep down. But I also understand there's a certain way, and if God wants me to deliver it to a person, then I do it according to the Most High. I don't do it according to my knowledge. There's a certain level and tactfulness that you go about in delivering these messages, because what we have to understand is, as speakers or people that talk to the people, you are in charge of what your audience or what your people or what your basis, however you want to classify it, takes in. So a lot of things that I understand about, you know, things like the good ship, Jesus, it's not just to blurt it out. Or it's not just to rip a person down, because sometimes faith is all a person has. You know, Jesus is all a person has. And it's all on that person's conscious level, and if they are ready for the things you have to tell them. So I shout out to my boy Jay, because he says, you know, he still believes in his Bible. That's not going to make him any less my homie. That's not going to make him any less my friend, because I know a different interpretation. I have a different understanding of what he's reading. That's his path. You know, so self-knowledge also comes with understanding other people. Like my boy was saying, empathy. You know, being compassionate, being slow to speak. Instead of thinking, oh, I know everything, I'm just going to blurt this out. Oh, I know this, I know that. There's a lot of things we must search for ourselves. And I haven't always been like this, though. This is with the growth of self. Because at one time, I was very angry, and I wanted to ruin everybody's outlook. You know, well, you know, this and this, you know. And I wanted to pull every churchgoer down because of the bitterness that, you know, I suffered at the hands of so-called Christians, so-called Muslims, so-called. So it's like, okay, well, since I know this about you, I'm going to ruin you. But that's not the way to be. So self-knowledge can go a long way. What are a lot of things? Stubbornness, you know, not letting things go. And like I said, honestly, and I heard him say he and his wife were listening. And I tell him all the time, you know, do these activities. You know, tell a person I love you because. Tell a person you made my life better because. Tell your mate I need you because, and do these activities. And I'm not going to stop pushing these activities. Do these activities. You know, what is it that made you fall in love with this person? Because I'm a big fan of fan of keeping together the household, but definitely the black household. What is it that made you fall in love? We got to learn to re-fall in love with the person that we're with. You know, and he said another strong thing is if we feel like we can't have fun without liquor. We feel like we can't have fun. We don't have nothing in common unless we're getting drunk, unless we're getting high. And it's because our minds don't understand anything but the nigga talk. It don't understand nothing but what has been given to us is a whole bunch of nothing. Get high, pour. How much money do we invest in Ciroc? How much money do we invest in these beer manufacturers? You know, and as Dreamy Pisces, she's not on the show tonight, and I kind of miss that voice that she comes in and that knowledge that she drops. But as she said, and I was a witness to this, she went back and tallied up all of the money she just spent on fast food. And when she got to this total, it was a staggering amount. So, you know, we have a sense of wanting to keep up with the Joneses. We have a sense of, and who the hell are the Joneses? This is what I never understood. The hell are the Joneses? And why everybody want to keep up with them? But if we really understood how to save money, pushing away from fast food doesn't mean you're destitute. It means in order to really see that level of success that we see on TV, because to be honest, everybody can't be a Diddy. Everybody can't live the life of the Kardashians, which I don't understand what's so fascinating. Everybody can't live a million-dollar life. So we are upset and we are making our husbands or work themselves to death or, you know, trying to live vicariously through these celebrities when it's not in the cards for us. We got to learn how to save. So, I mean, I'm going to keep going because I could keep going on those topics all day. Carla, you are on the line.
What's up, man?
What's up, my brother?
Oh, man. Hey, Jay, I got a lot of respect for Jay, man. Jay is all right with me. And the other caller before him, I don't really know how to pronounce his name. What is his name?
Are you talking about my boy Scott?
Yeah. He all right with me, man. Shout out to those cats, man. And also your boy Kazumba. He a trip. But yeah, know thyself. I mean, as you say, you know, every day, you know, we need some improvement. You know, because it's all about evolving, you know what I mean? You have to do every tour of your life, you know what I'm saying, where you came from and your upbringing and what you've been taught. You know, it takes a lot of dissect to yourself to know who you are. You constantly know yourself, you know. And I feel like, who was we before we got here? You know, we came from, you know, when we was told, you know, a spirit was planted into a child when a child was created, you know, between man and woman, you know what I'm saying? Then life, you know, life is evolved into the mother's, you know, womb or whatever, and then, you know, a baby is, you know, what is 6 months to 9 months, you know, being born or whatever, but then it's life that's been created. So, you know, and over time, you know, your whoever is raising you, you start learning things that they are teaching you or whatnot. But over time, you started, you know, learning and evolving to this person. And then from, you know, a child to your adolescence and to your adult years, you've been implanted by things around you, you know, knowledge and, you know, watching and listening and taking in all type of information. Now you're trying to figure out who you are as a person. You know, that you got all these different things that you've been exposed to. Who are you? And I remember, you know, we were talking about it earlier about the devil's applicant. And this guy, Kevin, he asked the devil, he said, "Who are you?" So the devil said, "Who are you? You know, who are you? Do you know who you are? You could say you know who you is. Who are you spiritually? Who am I spiritually?" That's something that we face every day. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to know the inner self, the inner man. Because we damn sure know what the flesh man like. You know what I'm saying? Because we taking in so many, so much information. You know what I'm saying? We know we tickle our ears, we get our heart, you know, speed up the pace and all these things. We know all these things. You know what I'm saying? But a spiritual man, who is the spiritual man? Who is this person looking at these eyeballs? And who are talking out this mouth? And who's taking in information through these ears? Who is you? Some people say I always knew myself. I say I always knew myself. I knew myself as competent. I knew my struggles. I knew what it was, you know, go through being disappointed and being able to build myself. I always speak it to the Most High, as you call him. I call him Jehovah. Some people call him, what's the other God they may say, you know? You know, whatever they call him, you know, I always was a person that spoke to God, talked to God. Because when I didn't have no friends, I wasn't talking to my siblings because my siblings are 10 years older than me. You know what I'm saying? My mother, she talks to me or whatever, but I always been kind of to myself. So, you know, they say a child's weird if they talk to themselves. Well, maybe that child could be talking to the Most High or God or Jesus or whoever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I always been faced with that type of dealings in life, you know what I'm saying? Because when I didn't have no friends, when I didn't have no one, I always talked to God. Now, who am I? I am a spiritual person who having a physical experience. Spiritual man that having a physical experience. And every day I'm evolving. And I'm not saying this to display my, you know, knowledge of life or my intellect or smartness or anything, but this is, you know, when I look at myself, who am I? I'm a spiritual person who has a physical experience. You know what I'm saying? My purpose in life, I'm still searching for my purpose in life. I know myself go ahead.
I mean, and that's the thing that, you know, it's always okay to admit to say that I'm still searching because even me, I learn every day. Every show, I'm learning how to get better with the show. I'm learning a different way to speak every day. But, you know, one thing now you know me, one thing I always speak on is say, well, a thing that we have to clean up, and I get some resistance with this. I said, okay, in order to become a stronger people, we must clean up our language. You know, because nothing is worse than, you know, and that's also when we say, well, we're spiritual. We say, well, how can we call ourselves spiritual or godly beings talking like the enemy? You know, so, you know, and as you always tell me, you say, man, it's a process. And that's one thing that I learned also. It's a process. It's a process. But we must make progress. So, I mean, I like what you said, you know, because a lot of times, we'll take from our kids. We'll take their kind of innocence. You know, if they are talking to an imaginary friend, or if they are, we'll say, oh, we're quick to deem our child as touched or special or ready to get them evaluated when we wouldn't even understand if they had some spiritual gifts in them. You know, if they did, because we'd be ready to diagnose them by man's standard.
And then also, you know, if anybody out there that has children, if you catch your children talking to themselves, pay attention to their eyes, pay attention to their face. Do they look sad, angry, or do they look happy or whatever? You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be mindful of that. You know what I'm saying? How are your children behaving? If they are talking to themselves, playing with themselves or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be mindful of that also. You know, I wasn't, you know, growing up, like you know, me and you discussed this, but we talking about our conditions. You know, MPS1, mucus polysaccharidosis, don't ask me how to spell it. But you go online, Google it, MPS1. You know what I'm saying? Or I could just tell you the whole name, which is Hurler-Scheer syndrome, and it's spelled H-U-R-L-E-R, second word, Scheer, S-C-H-E-I-E, syndrome. And, you know what I'm saying, you check that out. And then, you know, me and you discuss, like, how you feel about your situation, how I feel about my situation. I tell you, my situation, I was diagnosed with this, but I wasn't. This is not me as a person. This is just something I was diagnosed with that. This is not me. You understand? This is not me. So, you know, but I kind of got off track with that one. But, you know, knowing yourself, man, you know what I'm saying? I know myself that I'm not the condition that I was diagnosed with. You know what I'm saying? I'm much more than that. And, you know, over time, I also learned a great deal of patience over the years. I used to be quick to be, you know, snappy or whatever. Got to have things like right, yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Being patient with people, you know what I mean? I lost a person that I, you know, cared about, you know, a woman that I did care about. You know what I mean? You talked about that. That 6 years invested. Didn't see it going nowhere. Try to have patience, give them my knowledge, wisdom, and understanding financially, hoping that they were doing something profitable with themselves or whatnot. You know, but then frustration get involved. That this is what I know about myself. I can have a whole lot of patience, but then when it's, you know, negativity been on top of negativity, and then it's embedded in your subconscious mind, in my subconscious mind, in the end, it's going to have a negative result, you know what I'm saying, if anything, you know what I'm saying, anything just break that, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know, anything at the end, it just hits you, then you let all that negativity and just come out, you know what I'm saying. I do have some issues with that, so I'm gradually trying to work on that, you know what I'm saying. Not to tolerate so much foolishness, not to allow anything, just continue on building or just cut off at the head. But I always try to give people a chance to prove themselves or who they are, you know what I'm saying? But I'm very patient. I'm loving, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to love, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to hate nobody. That's what I know about myself. I just want to love people. I don't want to be brought into no negative situation and cause me to act like them. That I be putting myself out of my character. I just want to be what God created me to be. I want to carry out my purpose, whatever my purpose is. I just want to spread love to the world. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be hateful or negative. I want to remain positive. That's why I attend your show. Your show is helping me build whatever it is that I need to be built and what's inside me. And I hope you're doing the same thing for other people who are listening. Who are participating in your show. And also, you know, I'm working on myself as far as cleaning up my language. And, you know, I when you first got back in touch with me, you know, we've been knowing each other since Humphreys. And, you know, we got back together, you know what I'm saying, some years ago. And from then, you heard me always using profane language, always using, you know, slang language, you know, so I thank you for helping me, you know, try to better myself on that. But, you know, overall, knowing myself, you know, I pretty much know what I know about myself. But as time goes on, we start evolving. And I'm looking to know more about myself as time goes on. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you allowing me to have some type of platform on your show. And I'm going to continue on elevating and evolving.
Appreciate you, man.
Already.
My brother, Eddie Belafonte. All right, got time for one more. Knowing thyself. And we know that these, I'm not even going to say these on a lot of foreign shows because I want to know the people I talk to. You know, I want to know the brothers and the sisters that call in and talk to me, because like I want them to know me. You know, I feel like every speaker should personalize itself or herself with their audience or their crowd. You know, you may not be able to connect with each and every one person, but you should try your doing. And just to hear my brother say that, my show has helped him to better himself. To hear the Dreaming Pisces say, my show has helped her to become a better speaker. To hear my brother Jay say, my show, that, you know, just being friends with me has helped him to become a better brother. That makes me feel like I'm doing my spiritual purpose. Might not have the following of a lot of these other guys, but it's timing. And one thing we must also know is timing. You know, we got to be patient every single day. That's a slow, long, drawn-out process. Not overnight, y'all. Not overnight. You know, you got to understand that, mate. You got to understand that, mate. That mate has to be your best friend. You know, knowledge of self goes beyond self sometimes. You know, because you have to have knowledge that, you know, you have to be able to teach your kids. You know, what is it that we're going to put into our kids? You know, as I was saying, you know, we teach our kids all of these Christmas. We teach the kids the value of things. But we don't teach them to value themselves or to be creative. You know, we teach them each and we teach them the value of toys, games, hoverboards. How much money did we spend on that? And the reason I always point out how much money we are spending, because we are giving it to the corporations that are helping to fund our killers. And I wing myself off of Walmart more and more, you know, because at first I would love Walmart. And then once I realized Walmart played a strong role in Operation Jade Helm. Walmart was allowing the system and the government to use a lot of their abandoned warehouses. And this is something we also got to think about, too. With the closing down of all of these Walmarts. They're using them for, I know this is going to sound conspiracy theories, concentration camps. So we have to really understand we are funding our own killers sometimes. And that's the importance of knowledge. Don't matter if you got a 401k plan. You ever try to give a devil a 401k plan? They're not interested. You ever try to show an enemy your bachelor's degree? They don't care. So I'm going to take one more call, and I got to be up out of here. Carter, you are on the line.
Hey, what's up, Terrio? It's Tim, man. Appreciate you getting to me, bro. Ain't nothing too much. Another good show, man. Good looking out for all the work you're doing in the community, man. That's one of my questions, is when we going to take this thing more to the streets.
I heard you.
Hey, you know, I got a little amp and microphone, and I be rolling around with it, plug it up to a generator in my van, and I do my thing. Hey, Terrio. I almost hung up after old El Delefante came on. That brother laid it down. That's the shoe. I ain't even got nothing else to say. Ed was on it tonight. He laid it down. But you know what? Just not to hold you, though. The way I figure, you know, you say it all the time, ain't but one thing that's going to save us, and that's ourselves. In between,
I
think them the two major devices that we need to get that done is both church reform and reparations. And the only reason I really speak on reparations because of the fact that, and not that I idolize money or anything like that, but just a fact, you know. And even you asked the question about like what protects the Ku Klux Klan. And not only does evil protect them, but money protects them too. And it's a rough situation. And money is so embedded in today's lifestyle that we would need that. But what I would use the money for is to do our work, you know, to reform the people, not to just put it in their pocket and think just giving them money is going to solve the problem. We use this money to really build an infrastructure. Because I was checking out some things in Ontario, and I tell you, I've come to realize how much of a direct correlation there is between money and confidence, too. And a lot of reasons, a lot of our kids don't have confidence because they grow up in poor homes that lack in confidence, you know. And a lot of the callers today spoke on empathy. And, you know, we all do a lot of research, and I was just checking some things out, trying to figure out where does this so much violence come from. And some of the major aspects were a lack of empathy and a lack of parents' attunement to their kids' needs, which is just simply saying what you were saying, stop cussing them out, you know, and care more about them. But it appears to me through studying and through my own recollections that from about the time a child is conceived, not born, but conceived, to about the time they're about 3 to 4 years old, that's about the window you got to kind of direct whether they're going to have a propensity towards violence or not. And even if they genetically have a propensity towards violence, that's only about 10% of the equation. About 90% of it is nurturing. And, you know, I think a lot of us know that, but we got to get more rooted. And that's what I want the church to do. I want to put the money. And once again, not so much with the church, because I know we all got feelings about people like Creflo Dollin and Eddie Long. Them that's getting so much money. Yeah, so I don't want to hand the money over to the church. But, you know, just like anything else, if the church will open their doors to us to use as a resource center, I'll be willing to throw them some money to do that. I don't think there's no other way they will do it, but we got to teach our kids. Yeah, we got to teach them empathy, man, because these kids are coming out to fox me. And I'm glad a lot of your callers have had the experience of seeing young mothers cuss their kids out relentlessly. I mean, and I guess they're doing it because their mama did it to them, because we're about in the third, maybe fourth generation of that kind of behavior, you know. And I just think it really take a real grassroots awakening. And I feel sorry for a lot of celebrities that's in the place that they in, trapped in that money game, because for a lot of them, if they started to speak out or if they didn't do the things that they do, they wouldn't even have no money. You know, and is it better to not have money and not have a voice, or is it better to keep your voice, keep your opinion, and not have money? I don't know. I mean, for me, I like being unbought and unbossed. I like being able to say what I want to say when I want to say it, and don't care nothing too much about no whole bunch of money, you know. But, you know, personality plays a large part in it too. But, you know, once again, man, shout out to all the audience. I just want everybody to realize that those are going to be the two biggest things that help us is probably church reform and reparations. We use the money smartly and wisely to build a black infrastructure and to revitalize the church into a place where we can actually teach our kids, you know, the empathy and teach the parents to have attunement to their kids, to feel what their kids need and have respect for what their kids need. And don't think it's all about the grown-ups. You know, it's a whole bunch of grown-ups that blame their kids for the situation that they're in, that blame stuff on the kids. You know, and I always tell people, my only responsibility in this world, really, the only thing I brought here is to my kids. Now, I feel responsible for everybody. I think we all connected. But my strongest connection, and I love my mother, but I think even my mother taught me this. Her mother and her parents brought her here. They were personally responsible for her. She was personally responsible for me, and I am personally responsible for my kids. You know, so that's just something that always drives me, is wanting to see the kids do better. I'm not saying that you could give up on grown-ups, because I'm pretty good with grown-ups too. But we all know, you know, things start at the root. And if we get these kids straight, we can change a lot of stuff. So, man, big ups to your callers. Let's make some plans, man, to try to take this thing out on the road some kind of way or another, whether it be a unified effort or whether it be, you know, each person getting out and just speaking their mind. But I'm telling you, I do it. I do it in Terry. I go out anywhere, anytime, and just speak my mind. I get with these pastors and these preachers, and they get a little upset with me. But you know what I'm bringing about is an understanding of them that we can't have a monolithic approach to this thing. It has got to be multi-level. And that's one thing about your show. You don't close no doors on nobody. You leave open doors for people to get in where they fit in, but they got to fit in. You can't come talking totally stupid. But at the same time, there is an opening for you there, you know, if you want to work with me. You know, so, you know, like I say, once again, let's try to get this thing on the road. Everybody, teach your kids to love and respect one another through all costs. I know we're living in a world right now where that might leave you open to a lot of scrutiny, but we still got to do it. The kids still have to do it. All right? Love, peace, and respect, y'all.
Shout out to my brother Tim and that church reform. And definitely we're going to hook up and do some things, because after the shows, you know, this is just to get the people awake and to get the people talking about something. But we must take it to the street. We must. You know, if we're tired of our community looking the way it looks, we must clean up. So I definitely appreciate each and every person. And I get what he's saying, because I'm not, you know, I don't worship money. But we have to understand you need it to make that ship go past a certain level. So I'm with the reparations and the money, you know, if we can get it. I'm not a person that say anything impossible. I'm going to say it'd be damn near impossible. It's hard, but I don't believe in impossible. So I appreciate every person. Every single listener, to the people that still down listening to me now. I got to keep it coming. And we're coming with some harder shows, but I just want to connect with my people, and I want my people to connect with me. So until the next show, I'm out. We going out with my boy Malcolm and his freedom.
No Negro leaders have fought for civil rights.
What do you mean?
They have
fought?
Begged for civil rights. They have begged the white man for civil rights. They have begged the white man for freedom. And anytime you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free. Freedom is something that you have to do for yourselves. And until the American Negro lets the white man know that we are really, really ready and willing to pay the price that is necessary for freedom, our people will always be walking around here second-class citizens, or what you call 20th century slaves.
What price are you talking about, sir?
The price of freedom is death.